little booklets.
Where's my supposed to sit?
Probably at the front, yeah, somewhere along here. Yeah, we sort of reserved these seats, so if you're somewhere there.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
They can play around or move around, but there is a children's area at the side there if you want to, but don't worry about any kind of noise at all. Oh, we have. Jonathan's done prayers.
You doing prayers?
I think we might need to with this number of people, do you?
Yeah.
No, it's not too bad. And we got them. I think. Yeah, that looks. Oops. Yes, that'd be nice. And everybody for tea and coffee afterwards. Okay. You're okay? Right. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to this very special service this morning, and especially warm welcome to Isla, Jennifer and Seth, family and friends. It's lovely to see you. So we gather here for this very special baptism service this morning. One short notice, if anybody's lost any keys, come and have a chat with Stephen or myself afterwards, and we'll sort the keys out. Otherwise, after the service, everyone is very welcome to stay for tea and coffee and a chat. We've got the area outside in the lobby or rooms 1 and 2, and even if the weather holds, some tables and chairs outside as well. So if you're able to stay, it would be lovely to join us in tea and coffee. So I now welcome Ros to lead our service of baptism this morning. Thank you, Ros.
Good morning. And I echo Jonathan, it is a delight to have you all with us this morning on this very special occasion of Isla's baptism. that you may have noticed, and this is only for our younger members, if you wish to, there's a family zone at the back there. The rest of you have to stay in your places, but if any of the younger ones want to go into the back corner to have a look at some of the toys and some paper and drawing, or if you want to get something and bring it back to your place, that's fine. Please don't worry about children moving around or crying or anything like that. Just please feel completely relaxed and at home, because you are here in God's house where all are welcome. We begin by singing a hymn that Jennifer chose for this service this morning, My Jesus, My Saviour. And so we come to our opening prayers. Let us pray. Living and loving God, once more we bring you our praise and worship. We acknowledge you as our God. We recognize your greatness and power. We marvel at your love and compassion. We come before you with awe and wonder. You are the Lord of heaven and earth, of space and time, of this world and all of the universe, of life and death. Living and loving God, draw near to us and help us to draw near to you. Come to us through your Holy Spirit and help us to open our hearts to the risen Christ. Speak to us through the worship we offer this day and through all deepening our faith. Living God, we praise you that there is so much that speaks of your love and purpose, so much in our lives, in our daily experience, in the world around us, in the vastness of the universe, in the fellowship we share with one another, and in the relationship we enjoy with you. Forgive us that we do not sometimes hear your voice, that often we do not want to hear. Forgive us that sometimes we refuse to listen, that often we are closed to anything but our own words. Open our hearts to all the ways you are at work. Open our eyes so that we may glimpse your purpose more fully. Open our ears so that we may hear your voice more clearly. Open our minds to receive your truth more completely. Help us to see everything that points to your activity in our lives, in our fellowship, in your church, and in the world. And speak through us as we work and witness for you, that others may come to know you for themselves. And on this special morning at Isla's baptism, we pray your blessing upon her, upon Jennifer and Seth, and upon all their friends and family, that each will know your hand upon their lives. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. Generous and gracious God, we thank you for all the blessings that you pour out upon us day by day. We thank you that we are able to offer you the monetary gifts that we have brought this morning, those that have been transferred via the internet. And with them, we offer you our lives. And we pray that you will use all to further your kingdom and bring glory to your name. Amen. In a few moments, we will hear our readings and then our sermon for this morning. There is the opportunity, if any of our younger members would like to, you don't have to, but where's Rachel and Ian? If you just stand up. Rachel and Ian are part of our young church team, and they've got some activities prepared in room 1 and 2. If anybody would like, and if the youngsters would like to go out to play, and then you will be brought back in for the baptism. No takers? No, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Okay, thank you. And so Gracelyn will bring to us our reading this morning. She hasn't arrived yet. Well, shall we hear our second reading first, and then we'll see, she may be here. So Richard, we will hear our second reading first from 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Richard.
Our second reading is found in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4 and verses 3 to 6. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of the Christ. Here ends our lesson.
She's not coming while I was... No. So I'll read the first reading, which is from Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 9, the Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it would be good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Amen. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, let's begin by playing a game of word association. When I say a word in a moment, you tell me what is the first thing, that first word or image that comes into your mind. So the word is light. Light. Dark, knowledge, sight, shiny, heat and sun, did somebody say? Anything else? Bright, fire, thank you.
Electricity bill.
Ever the pragmatist, that's our stewards, yes, electricity bill. Anything else? Sorry?
Feather.
Feather. So light weight wise, okay. Feather, yeah.
Sparkling.
Sparkling, yeah.
Illumination.
Illumination and illuminations, yeah. Thank you. Okay. I wonder whether the word light is a positive word for you or a negative word. So how many people find the word light a positive word? And how many people find light a negative word? Most people positive, maybe some people unsure. Interesting. Well, as you've just heard, both of our scripture readings this morning mention light quite a lot. And one of the words that they use in association with light is the word glory. So, word association. When I just said the word glory, what came to mind? Glow? Pardon?
Queen.
Queen? The queen?
Radiance.
Radiance. Pardon?
Heaven.
Heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good. Any other images for the word glory? Got quite a few there. Thank you. Actually, nobody mentioned Christmas. I thought somebody might say Christmas, because although it's a long time ago or a long time to come, isn't it, at the moment. But quite often we think of Christmas as being the time when the angels are described as being full of glory, and their glory shone around, you'll remember. And it is bright, as we've said, shimmering, shining light, otherworldly light. And at Christmas, of course, Jesus is also described as the light, the light that has come into the world. And it says, and the darkness has not understood it. And it is said that in the dark, a very small lit candle can be seen for up to 1.5 miles, according to a physics magazine I read looking this up. So that is a long way. Light is always stronger than darkness. Right at the beginning of creation, right at the beginning of our Bibles, we can see that God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And Jesus himself is described as the light of the world. We light the candle on the communion table at each service to remind us of Jesus, the light of the world, and that he is here with us. And during Isla's baptism, we will give her a lit baptismal candle, a symbol of the light of Christ that is now hers. The symbol of light is very important to us and understanding of our faith. And one of the images at baptism, particularly obvious when an adult is baptized as Jesus was and goes completely under the water, that they go into the darkness of the water, into the darkness of the river, and emerge out again into the light. And in that process, have all of their sins, all that's wrong with them, washed away. And they emerge as a new creation. The old has gone, washed away. The new has come. Being baptized in an actual river, I imagine, must bring all of that symbolism to life. Because as a person goes down into the water, it would be dark and murky and muddy. And quite literally anything on them would be washed away. And then gone forever. When we baptize Isla in a moment, we won't immerse her completely into the water. She may be glad to know. We will use handfuls of water, but we're doing the same thing. It means exactly the same. By baptism, Isla joins the Christian church. She is born into the church through water. And we will give her a lighted candle as a symbol of that. The light of Christ is Isla's and will go with Isla forwards from this day, shining a light on her path through life, bringing her clarity, direction, comfort and hope and the knowledge of God. In our reading, we heard the knowledge of God as being light, and we are called to be salt and light wherever we are. In the story of the Transfiguration, we saw Jesus being changed, transfigured. His clothes became dazzling, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. Here we see Jesus in his glory. And we too can have moments when our lives are transfigured by the glory of God, when we realize that there is so much more going on than we are usually aware of, that God and the world are so much bigger than we tend to give them credit for. I wonder when you last felt that you saw the glory of God, or at least when you last realized you saw the glory of God. Any offers? Beautiful sunsets we've had recently, haven't we? The sunsets, sunrises. Does anybody actually seen those, is it four or five planets that are in conjunction at the moment? Has anybody been up just before dawn to see that? I've not managed that yet, hopefully. There is so much around us that speaks of the glory of God, and any of us who have been blessed with seeing or holding a newborn baby will know the awe-inspiring majesty of that feeling. Words are difficult to find to describe it. Jennifer and Seth, you will have known that moment when you first looked at Isla. Those moments are glimpses of the glory of God. And we can also see the glory of God in each other, in unexpected and unlooked for moments of kindness from someone, an understanding word, forgiveness that we may receive, things that are outside our normal ways of living. The light and glory of God are all around us, but we so often go around with our eyes closed and don't recognize it. May God give us all the grace to open our eyes more to see the glory and light of God, and to give thanks when we see that glory, and to share our experiences with others. Perhaps whenever and wherever we see a lit candle, we can remind ourselves of Christ, the light of the world, that he walks with us always, giving us light for our way, comfort and hope on life's journey, and the promise of eternal life in and with him. Let us be committed to living in the light of Christ and spreading that light wherever we can, living our lives to the glory of God, and so with God's help, dispelling the darkness of this world. Amen. I think did any children go out, Stephen? Can we bring any back? Because in a moment we will move to the baptism of Isla. If Jennifer and Seth and Helen and Emon would like to use a booklet, that's fine. I will prompt you, but there are some little booklets there if you like. And some of the words will be you'll be able to see on the screen. Are we all back? We're all back. Brilliant. And so we come to baptism of Isla, Lily, Akasua, Botang. Sisters and brothers, baptism is a gift of God. It declares to each of us the love and grace of God. In this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for us, the Holy Spirit poured out on us, and the living water offered to us. God claims and cleanses us, rescues us from sin and raises us to new life. He plants us into the church of Christ and sustains and strengthens us with the power of the Spirit. Although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to all and through Christ invites us to respond. We recall the words of the risen Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached the gospel of Christ's resurrection. Those who heard the message asked what they should do. Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls." Could Jennifer, Seth, Emon, and Helen stand? Jennifer and Seth, having heard these things, how do you respond to the offer of God's grace?
We thank God and ask that your children be baptized.
And everybody stand. Would the four of you like to come and stand around here? So if you stand on this side with Isla, that's okay. Are you okay? If any of the children would like to come around, actually, if you two stand on this side, maybe, and if you two, Helen and Emon, stand on this side, if you stay here with me. So. Are there any children that would like to come a bit nearer so you can see? Don't worry, I won't put any water on you, but you might get splashed a bit, though, might need from there. Anybody else who would like to come and stand a bit nearer? No. Right, so we're going to pour this water. It is warm. Test it. Yeah, that's fine. Gracious God, we thank you for the gifts of water and the Holy Spirit, for your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. From the beginning, your grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. Your Spirit moved over the waters at creation, and you led your people to freedom through a parted sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus. He was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. He passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. He offers living water and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, that the one baptized in this water may die to sin, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So now I'm speaking to Jennifer and Seth and Helen and Emon, and your answer is by the grace of God. I do. Do you turn away from evil and all that denies God?
By the grace of God, I do.
Do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide?
By the grace of God, I do.
And to all of us, do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe and trust in God the Son? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. The day he rose again, he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Jennifer and Seth, what name have you given this child?
Ayla Lily Akosia Boate.
Ayla Lily Akosua Boitang. For you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death on the cross. For you, he triumphed over death, rising to newness of life. For you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you, before you could know anything of it. In your baptism, the word of Scripture is fulfilled. We love because God first loved us. Let me see if she'll come to me. Come to me. Are you okay? Do you want to stand around here so maybe she can see you? That might make her a bit happier. Well, here we are. It's a little special. Ayla Lily Akosua, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son. That was quite a look, wasn't it? And of the Holy Spirit. Oops. By baptism, God has received you into the church. Ayla, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. And now Jonathan will bring, will light the candle for us. You did very well there, Ayla, didn't she? She gave me quite a look. Oops, no, don't do that. Okay, it's fine, it's fine. Ayla, receive this light, For you belong to Christ, the light of the world. Christ is your light and your way. May you grow and live in the faith of Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Well, she seems quite happy, so I will show her around if that's okay. So this is one of my favourite parts. So while everybody, I'll call you out again in a minute if you want to sit down. So I'm going to come and introduce you to the newest member of our family. And while I'm doing that, you can bless her with the words that are on the screen. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Yeah.
Isla. It's Isla. There we are. It's Isla. You know some of these people, don't you? There we are. These are your sisters and brothers in Christ. There we go. This is Isla. There we are, there's some people here, don't you? This is your special day. Look. What are you seeing? Yeah, you've seen Isla? Have you seen Isla, Richard?
What a big family you've got, Isla.
It's lovely. Yeah? I'm sure if everybody here has seen Isla, there we are. Actually, you could talk about yourselves. I'm enjoying this. There's Isla. There we go. Look. She's having a good look. Yeah, some of them are all right, you know, Isla. Some of them.
Hello,
sweetheart. There we go. There we are. Have you seen Isla? She is gorgeous, isn't she? She's very calm as well. Oops. Seen Isla over here? There's Joyce over there. She's taking everybody in. I think she'll recognise you all next time she sees you. There we are. There we are. Is she gorgeous? Well done, Isla. That's wonderful. Oh, I don't want to give her back, but I suppose we should. Here we go.
Thank you very much.
Okay, she's gorgeous. So now if Jennifer and Seth and Eamon and Helen could just stand and make some more promises. Jennifer and Seth, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace to your child by making these promises. Will you love this your child, committing yourself to care for her in body, mind, and spirit?
With God's help, we will.
Will you therefore ensure that she is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community?
With God's help, we will.
Will you set before her a Christian example, that through your prayers, words, and deeds, she may learn the way of Christ?
With God's help, we will.
Helen and Eamon, will you help these parents to nurture their child in the Christian faith?
With God's help, we will.
And everybody, please stand. Members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that this our sister has been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that she may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord?
With God's help, we will.
And so let us pray. We say together, generous God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen. And now we're going to sing a hymn that Seth has chosen especially for this occasion. I don't think it's one that we know generally, but we do know the tune, so we'll be okay. So I hope this is the tune that you like, sir. So we sing together, "Ye that know the Lord is gracious." Please be seated. And we come to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your gift of children, for the joy, the laughter, and the fun they bring in so many ways. We thank you for their innate zest for life, the interest, excitement, and fascination they find in so much that we count ordinary. We thank you for their special qualities, their innocence, trust, enthusiasm, energy, and sheer hunger to learn. We lift them now to you. Gracious God, we pray for Isla, presented to you this day, and for children everywhere, so precious to us, so precious to you. Watch over them, protect them, guide them, and bless them. We lift them now to you. We pray for disadvantaged children, those who are abused or orphaned, undernourished, unloved, unwanted, those growing up in war zones. So many denied the start in life that they deserve and the care they need. We lift them to you now. Loving God, in Christ you welcomed little children, demonstrating their importance to you, their special place in your heart. Prosper the work of all who care for children today, all who strive to give them a better life, a brighter future, a safer world in which to grow. Use them and us to make real your care for all. We lift them to you now. Loving God, we hold before you this morning all those people who are on our thoughts and minds. We remember particularly Ruth and her daughters, Megan and Lydia, as they mourn the loss of Chris. And in the silence, we bring before you others who, for whom we would wish to pray this day. We offer and ask all these prayers in the name of Christ. Amen. And we join together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And we come to our final hymn together this morning. It's Teach Me to Dance. So if there's anybody who would like to dance, that would be most fitting as we sing this song together. If you would like to clap or jig, please do. So we sing together, Teach Me to Dance to the Beat of Your Heart. And now a blessing. And now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all evermore. Amen. I think the kettle is on, so